You're watching Left, Right and Centre. It's been a sad couple of days for the Congress party. The veteran Congress leader from Assam, Tarun Gogoi, has passed away yesterday. And very sad news that Ahmed Patel, another veteran of the Congress party, has passed away today. Both of them losing their lives as a result of COVID. The senior Congress leader Kapil Sibal joins us now, as does the senior journalist Rashid Kidwai. Kapil Sibal has actually written a poem about Ahmed Patel and what Ahmed Patel meant to him. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. The last line, I'm going to read out your poem. I never thought you'll go so soon. We'll feel the loss for long. Congress has lost its northern star who guided it for long. Dotted the I's, untied the knots when Congress needed help. For you, the party was your first love. You never thought of self. Alvida Ahmed Bhai. Mr. Sibal, when you say that he never thought of himself, he was a backroom warrior for the party. What does that mean for the Congress in the present context with him gone?
In fact, he was everything for the party. He was both the hub of the party and the spokes of the party. He kept, when we were in power, he kept the government together. When we were out of power, he kept the party together. He rooted for the leadership. He had connections with almost every political party in the country. He had personal rapport with the leaders of political parties in the country. He could sort of, and even in parliament, while debates were going on and we were to vote, his was the advice that mattered. So I think when the history of the Congress party will be written, there will be a chapter saying, Congress before Ahmed Bhai, Congress after Ahmed Bhai. Congress before Ahmed Bhai could find its way. Congress after Ahmed Bhai, it'll be difficult to find our way.
Do you think you won't be able to find your way in the Congress party?
Well, you must understand the role that he played. I don't think there was any leader of the Congress party who would not meet Ahmed Bhai, frequently. Because he was the mouthpiece of the Congress president. And he would then, get the views of all the leaders. And he would pass on his advice to the Congress president. Now, who do we go to now? There's really nobody to go. Nobody has that kind of stature. And not only that, nobody has been in the Congress party for so long. Remember, he started with Rajiv Ji as a young man from Gujarat at that time when Madhav Rao Solanki was in Gujarat. And then, of course, came Narasimha Rao and then Mrs. Gandhi and then our government in 2004, we were in opposition till 2004. Then within government from 2004 to 2014. Then in opposition now. It was Ahmed Bhai throughout.
Mr. Sibal, you've made a couple of really important points, very much in line with what you've been saying lately. You actually said that with his passing, you don't know what's going to happen to the Congress party. Earlier you said there was no discussion, no one reaches out to us. You seem to indicate you don't know who's going to reach out to senior leaders now. Ghulam Nabi Azad has said, and I think this reflects your perspective, that our party structure has collapsed. Is this been worsened by the passing of Ahmed Patel?
I think we should not. Today is not the day to go into politics. I think we were talking about Ahmed Bhai. Let's not talk about the Congress party. The Congress party will survive. What I was saying was that he was such a cementing force for the party that without him, it's going to be difficult to find a fulcrum, to find the hub around which the Congress party will function. Now, the Congress party will certainly survive and we will move on. It's just that a chapter of the history of the Congress party has ended last night at 3 p.m. or this morning at 3 p.m. And it's another chapter has started today. And of course, we'll find our way. But let's not get politics into it. You see, the man had great qualities. He was unassuming. He was polite. He never got angry. And even people who criticized him, he would reach out to them.
Okay.
So he had those personal qualities. And remember, when we were in power, he never sought a position for himself.
No.
When there was a swearing in ceremony of ministers, he was not around. He always kept himself in the background.
Be with me for one second because... no politics. It's not a political issue. I mean, he's been a a fulcrum for the Congress party. But you made some important points, and I need to reflect on that. Rashid Kidwai, you were listening into what Kapil Sibal said, and I can't help but detect a sense of helplessness and perhaps hopelessness at where the Congress is, more so because of Ahmed Bhai's passing. Is that something you sense as well?
Yes, absolutely. And Vishnu, I agree entirely with Mr. Kapil Sibal. He's speaking from his heart. He's being very honest. And look, here is a man who was supposed to be, as Mr. Sibal has described, a mouthpiece of, Congress president and Congress party. And here there is the people who, were dissidents or who are dissenters or something like that. But they have such, high respect and full, expectation from him. There was always, I can think of most people who are supposedly dissenters who, Ahmed Bhai could, call and talk and, bring some kind of, a kind of charter where the two sides could agree and take it forward. And this was a major expectation. And I think Mr. Sibal is absolutely right that now there is a huge vacuum and a question mark. How to take this whole thing forward? There are so many comments, and it's not just about these 23 people. You look at Rajasthan, where Mr. Ashok Gehlot is supposed to make some concessions to Mr. Sachin Pilot, and Mr. Sachin Pilot has to be accommodated. All these things, so all those formula solution, these things were all Ahmed Bhai's headache, so to say. And this is what was his greatness, because many times he would solve all the problems. And Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi or Congress leadership would get, credit. So it was this kind of selfless, service that he was offering without coming into limelight, without seeking limelight. I think that is something that's missing in the present lot.
Okay. Mr. Sibal, last point to you. You said in the past, no one reaches out to us. Presumably, Ahmed Patel was the one person you would have hoped would have reached out. He's gone now.
First of all, I think you called me on this program to talk about Ahmed Bhai, the personality.
No, so let's talk about that.
The politician.
Ahmed Bhai as somebody who reaches out to you.
One second. You made it into a discussion of the future of the Congress party. That's not what the understanding was. Quite frankly, the hopelessness that you talk about is not something that I ever mentioned. You're assuming something that you feel that I feel that the Congress is will not be able to revive itself. I think that's a bit unfair.
Okay.
I came to your platform only to say that he was a man who was an institution, and he held the Congress party together for years. And I don't think that he is replaceable, because there is nobody else in the Congress party with the kind of experience that Ahmed Bhai had, the kind of attitude that Ahmed Bhai had, the softness of the touch that Ahmed Bhai had, and he was the cementing force of the party. I'm not here to discuss the future of the Congress party. That's not the purpose of this discussion. This is a day of mourning for us and for me personally.
For you personally, what did he mean?
Everything. He was a great friend at a personal level. He was a great mentor at the political level. And he was very circumspect in whatever he said, and he never exaggerated anything. He was the subliminal understated politician.
Could you give us some examples of how when you were in trouble for whatever the reason was within the party, something you did was that the people didn't agree, the leadership didn't agree. How did he resolve that?
He would come over to the house. I mean, I've hardly ever been in trouble, but he would come over to the house and discuss, and he would give his advice, and we would have a free and frank discussion. And I was very open with him. Whatever I thought, I always told him. He never disagreed in any sense. He realized the problems, and he appreciated them, and he always said that everything happens in time. And we lost that time because we lost him.
Rashid Kidwai, it's sad for the Congress, not just because of Ahmed Patel, but because of Tarun Gogoi, somebody whose role in the party has been absolutely colossal in many ways, as much as Ahmed Patel. The loss of these two leaders, what does it mean for the core of the Congress?
I think these are the, kind of leadership factories that were, set up during Sanjay Gandhi era, Rajiv Gandhi era. These were all people who were picked up by Rajiv Gandhi, you know, around 1984, and they provided great sense of continuity because from successive regimes, Rajiv Gandhi, P.V. Narasimha Rao, Sitaram Kesari era, Sonia Gandhi era, I would say even Rahul Gandhi era. So those kind of people are not there now. You know, those who can carry everyone along, the people who are heard, who are respected, even when there is a kind of, you know, internal disagreement. And this is where, you know, the Congress, there is just one Ahmed Patel, there was one kind of, you know, Tarun Gogai. And this is a real problem because the Congress leadership factory is not producing those leaders in the same mold.
All right. Just a last word from you, Mr. Sibal, for Tarun Gogoi.
Amazing human being.
Just tell us a little something personal about him. Something connect.
You know, again, he kept the Northeast together. He kept Assam together. He understood the ethos of Assam, the culture of Assam. And at a personal level, again, understated, very mature in his responses, and understood the problems of the Northeast. And he the leadership he gave to the Northeast is unbelievable. I mean, again, a veteran congressman. I mean, people who the Congress party will really miss, not just in the Northeast, but to provide the leadership for the party in the years to come.
All right. I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us and sharing those thoughts on Ahmed Patel and Tarun Gogoi as well. Thank you very much for being with us.